Despite record consumer spending this past holiday season, many internet retailers have not lived up to the expectations of the stock market or private investors. That means more online businesses will fold in the coming months, especially now that the U.S. economy has slowed. Online retailer eToys announced last week that it will lay off more than two-thirds of its workforce. Internet market analyst Cameron Meyerhofer says, like many online companies, eToys went too long without profit.
What we've seen is really some patience run out on profitless internet companies. eToys was in a position that several retailers have found themselves in over the past year where they really had to exceed their investors' expectations in order to stiffen their resolve and really keep them in for the long run and really invest some more to make sure that they will actually make this work.
Can a company like that regroup, or is it on its way down?
There's a lot of value in the eToys name. There's a brand name there that someone, most likely a large conglomerate, can leverage to really build an effective presence on the web.
So there's still an internet economy, even though companies as notable as Amazon.com didn't make a profit.
Certainly. But that's where the profitless companies really have to demonstrate a certain amount of market power in order to stiffen the resolve of their investors. And Amazon has really trounced their competition. They have a presence on the web that rivals that of the major portals. And every retailer out there is just an order of magnitude smaller than them. And they really set the mark. And that's something that the second-tier retailers or the smaller guys like eToys haven't been able to demonstrate. And I think that's why we're seeing them fold.
What qualities would it take for an internet retailer to grow and make money?
Well, there's a myth that everyone retailing on the web isn't making money. In reality, there are lots of very small retailers that are doing quite well. The failures we're seeing are in those companies that were trying to become huge and that were trying to have a global presence and sell every toy to every person or every book to every person. And I'm not sure that that model was quite so sound. However, the high-profile retailer must really leverage a community element to keep people coming back. We've seen that over half of online shoppers go directly to the site that they're going to shop at based on prior knowledge or prior experience. It's not ads, it's not portals. People go back to places where they've had good experiences. The retailers have to deliver, and they have to give you a reason to come back again and again.
Are they going there to actually shop or to find out about products?
People hang out on Amazon. People go to Amazon to poke around, look for new stuff, not necessarily with the intention to buy. And that's a critical element.
But they'd prefer more buying and less poking.
Sure, but the poking is the key to their success. That when you think of any item, you go to Amazon first. And it gives you an opportunity to sell at a later date. And that's really critical because as an internet-only entity, you need that type of loyalty in order to reduce the amount of advertising you have to do to just remind people that you're there.
What products would people prefer to buy on the internet?
Well, this holiday season, we saw a sharp uptick in apparel products. That was the most surprising gainer we had this year. However, it's still a computer medium. That's the one thing you know about everybody who's shopping on the web is that they're a computer user. And in line with that, we see computer hardware and computer software are still both very, very popular. But it's become a little more mainstream. Consumer electronics, also toys, home and garden, all of these categories are quite popular.
Cameron Meyerhofer is an analyst with PC Data Online, an internet market research company.